Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this morning's brief update from October 7th, 2025. My name is David Clark. I'm one of the analysts here at NASDAQ Dorsey Wright, and taking a look at yesterday's performance, mixed overall for the indices. We follow on the video, positive for U.S. equity indexes, though. We did see commodities lead the way to the upside, with gold and crude both up over 1% there. NDX, NASDAQ Composite led U.S. equities. We also saw emerging and developed markets in positive territory, really bonds and currencies. Those areas that we saw in negative territory. As far as chart action goes, we saw gold move to a new all-time high. Kind of sounds like a broken record saying that almost on a daily basis, or what seems like it. And at this point, eclipsing above 3950 on its chart, going above 3960, still at a very extended position that we even mentioned yesterday, getting further extended. Now for crude oil. We didn't even see a reversal back into X's after getting that sell signal last week. Yesterday's action, although positive, wasn't quite enough to see that reversal back. At the moment, it takes a move above 64 in order to do so or see that return to a column of X's. As far as the NASDAQ 100 goes, we saw it eclipse the $25,000 mark. And then from there, we actually saw the Russell 2000 give a third consecutive buy signal and make a new all-time high with a move above 2,500 there on its chart. Moving on to individual stock action, we did see AMD rally notably yesterday after the announcement between it and a partnership with OpenAI, rallying to at least match its all-time chart high there intraday. Didn't see it improve upon that. Actually, see a positive this morning after being up over 20% yesterday, and see a positive pre-market this morning, trading about 211. So potentially would keep an eye on possibly retesting those highs there at 224 on the chart. Moving on to other action from yesterday, AppLovin. It was announced that we had a probe by the SEC over their data collection practices. So we did see the stock fall more than 14% there, giving a sell signal there at 616, ultimately settling at 552 on the chart. See a little bit of a rebound there. And actually, even this morning, pre-market, see it rebounding back above the $600 level. So may see it reverse back into X's. While at the moment it sort of drops its technical attribute rating to a 4, still see it ranking high in that software sector matrix. There's sort of a near-term piece, as that was obviously a pretty notable move yesterday, close enough to get that pure RSI chart to reverse down, but really not affected overall within some of the other rankings at the moment. Now, consolidation in this sort of 600, low 600 to upper $500 range would be healthy for the chart, as we've seen it sort of rally pretty notably and get extended. It wasn't overbought territory, now back to a little more normalized trading area. Again, consolidation, or at least a brief consolidation, this sort of 600 to upper $500 range would be healthy. Possible buy signal around there is what we would potentially look for, and that would possibly be an action point based on that weekly allowed oversold reading. So just a couple of things to watch for AppLovin, even though pulling back there. IBM is rallying this morning above 300, at least at the moment, appearing it may make new all-time highs after it announced a partnership with Anthropic, depending on how you pronounce that, AI. Their whole spiel is they're advancing enterprise software, so whatever that may mean for them. Ultimately, sending shares higher, and it's currently traded about 302, up at about 4.5%, moving. We're going to return to a buy signal and moving above the top, further above the top of the trading main and overbought territory for IBM. Last but not least, we do have an earnings report this morning. We do see Constellation Brand STZ. It's a bit of a mixed report, mostly what I've read, but the highlight was they said there is dampening consumer demand. Now, interestingly enough, we see shares up about 3% this morning pre-market, trading in the lower 140s, has been a zero for fiver since this summer. So, and at this point, broke down pretty significantly in August and September, is rebounding off of those lows. Possible exit point for somebody who's maybe looking to continue to lighten upward, just an exit from that position, as it has been a low attribute name, but at least seeing it rallying today off of those lows. As always, if you have any particular questions about a chart you're looking at, feel free to give us a call at 804-320-8511. Hope everyone has a nice day.